Hello, hello, hello. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire, everybody.
What's up?
What's going out there? What's going on in the world, y'all?
I know, in the world for real, what's going on. Y'all miss us?
I know, right? We miss y'all.
So, guys, we are just doing girl talk today. So, can we talk?
Yes, can we talk? It's been a lot going on, y'all. A whole lot going on.
A lot, right?
Yes.
A lot.
And this girl world. I don't know why we go through so much.
Girl, and why we experience
so much with these men.
Yes, with the men. So that's what we're going to talk about, guys. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that we've experienced over the past couple of weeks. Some just last weekend.
Yes, last weekend, last night.
Last night, yes. And then we have a guest with us again. Once again, y'all, we have Cheryl.
Cheryl is our friend.
Cheryl is in here, honey. We going to be holy water hellfire. And we got to call her something.
Yeah, we got to.
Something.
Holy water hell. Y'all come up with a name for
Give us
Cheryl.
A name for Cheryl.
Yes, we going to work on that. But anyway, y'all, I don't know. This was something that happened over the weekend to one of us. We're not going to say who.
Yes.
However, have you guys ever had a man that did not what? Get up. Have you girls ever had a man that didn't get hard and he's been begging for the yoni?
For the yoni.
And then when you finally give him the yoni,
it didn't work.
It won't work. But my yoni works. Not my yoni, but the yoni.
All of our yonis work. Let's just be clear.
Work, yeah. But we're going to say the pipe was broke.
God, has that ever happened to any of you guys where you've been with someone and you know you've anticipated it, you've been waiting for that day, he's been begging on bending knees, and then he can't do anything?
Yeah, when he finally gets there. Cheryl,
has it happened with you, Cheryl?
I've experienced that before.
I have, but it's not, I don't think it's necessarily, I think a lot of women feel like if it happens to them, that is something wrong with them.
But it's not.
I think it's a mental thing for men. Sometimes.
You know what? I don't know. It could be mental, but I've also heard that it's very, very, very prominent in a lot of men these days that they don't get hard, and a lot of younger men for some reason. I don't know if it's...
What is it? The food?
Because I've heard clients, and I'm sure you had too, where they've experienced this situation with like young guys. Like these men are in their 20s, and they can't get hard or stay up.
Wow.
So do you continue to stay with a man like that and see him again or give him a second chance, or you just let it go?
I think, okay, depends on the circumstance. So I think if it's the first date, okay, he may have been a little nervous.
True.
So you give him a second chance. Right?
Right.
But if it happens continuously all the time, no. I think something's
wrong. Because that's
going
to be a problem.
Because then, I mean, okay. So if it happens all the time, if he's not able to get an erection with a woman, then maybe he's gay? Could that be it?
I mean, that's a possibility. What you think, Cheryl?
You think if a man can't do an erection, is he gay? If it's all the time.
He'll be more erected if you do it, if you want it in a different position than a missionary or depending on the position.
He had to be in a certain position in order to.
So I think if they always want to do a doggy style, that kind of raises a red flag.
Oh. Wait a minute. Well, hold on. That's a red flag.
You've had a man that wants to do it doggy style?
All the time.
Are you serious? That is a red flag. But I mean, I've experienced that before, and when I did experience it, it was with a guy, and I think he was nervous. It was years ago. He was nervous, but the next day, because he spent the night, we're going to say when we woke up, the next morning he was good, but the night before,
my experience, my thing is he didn't have an erection, even though there was multiple simulations that was performed, and his excuse was that he had a lot of things on his mind. But my thing is, why do guys actually try to pursue at that moment, knowing they're not mentally that ready to go to that next level, instead of just waiting till that right moment occur?
Right, yeah. Because they want it. They think they want it, but mentally they're not ready. And first of all, men need to understand sex is mental, and some men don't even understand that. They just think it's just, you know, I just get hard and go. But he realized how mental it was when he couldn't get it up, with, you know, around that time. But I mean, are you, you know, if that happens again with someone, would you give them a second chance?
I actually would not.
Oh, really?
No.
Why? Even though you think he's stressed out.
It might not be stressed now.
It might not be, but are you willing to find out?
If it happened again, if it happened twice, no. Then I would have to put him in a friend zone, because even though some people say you're not supposed to be based on sex only with a person, but if you're being intimate, at some point it'll make you feel like, okay, well, what's going on? Is it something dealing with you, yourself, or is it something dealing with you not really sexually attracted like
to
you
me.
Thought
right.
to
yeah.
me?
Right.
So
right.
I don't want to have those type of thoughts in my head.
Right. Yes, to make you feel insecure about yourself. And that makes sense, because as a woman, when men don't get hard, we definitely automatically feel like, well, is it me? Is it something I'm not doing? Are you not attracted to me? And that's not a good feeling.
And then the other thing is, he mentioned about condoms. Condoms are like taking away the sensation, and so that's an issue as well. But there's many men out there that will slap on one and be content and come, you know, at a decent amount of time with the condom. So I think a lot of men use those excuses to, you know,
to cover up the real issues.
Yeah.
Right. Right, and with the condom situation, there are many, the condoms now are so thin and they feel so real to some of them, you don't even realize that the man have them on. And most men don't even realize that they have them on. Like you said, I think that's just an excuse for him to say, oh, okay, it's not me, it's the condom, because he don't want to take accountability that he can't get it up. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason. So you said twice, if it happens twice, you're done. What happened to three strikes you out?
No, I mean, because if
you ain't got time.
No, I don't. I don't like disappointments, because it puts you in a position to where if you're getting sexually aroused with that person,
right,
and your mindset is there,
right, and,
and at that level, and there is, however, is being decreased because of the mindset that they're in as far as the trouble that they're going through or the ways of the world. That's affecting me sexually.
Right,
so what do I do in that moment
to
satisfy myself that you can't take
Do you get up and leave and go find somebody else to satisfy that urge?
I might get up and leave and go satisfy. I might satisfy myself right then and then go get up and leave.
Right. In front of him?
Yes,
ma'am. I know, that's right. You hear that, lady? Cheryl said, hey, look here. If a man disappoints her in the process, she will satisfy herself in his face just like that. I think I agree with that, because you're not going to get me all wild up and then you can't perform. I definitely would satisfy myself right there in your face.
Yeah. But then who wants to continue to have that type of issue going?
Right.
And putting yourself in that type of position. And then if that's an issue, you know, some things are understandable. If you have an issue, erectile dysfunction, and you put it on the table, then you know what you're dealing with.
Right, in the beginning. Yeah, you're not led to believe something is not what it really is.
Right.
You know, okay, I know he has an issue. I know this is going to be a little work, and I'm willing to participate
Correct.
In it.
Correct, because you're allowing that woman to make a choice.
Right, but you're not going to leave me there, and then I get there, and you can't perform.
Twice. You said after the second.
Oh, twice.
Yeah, twice. So after two times, we know the third time it's going to be the same
thing. After the second time, we know you really got a problem, mister. Okay, ladies, you hear that? I mean, hey, Cheryl said twice. I don't think I'll do the three strikes you out either, because twice is enough time wasted, because that's enough to know that, hey, either it's me or you just got an issue.
Oh, you got too many issues.
You got too many issues.
So you don't even want to deal. Right now.
Yeah, you don't need to be doing anything or dealing with anybody in a relationship. Okay, ladies, second scenario. Have you guys been asked to go out on a date and the day says, let's go to the car wash or let's go to the park. And you like, nah, I don't want to go to the park. And you like, why? And you like, well, I don't know you. I just want to meet, you know, I want to be around people. So you guys end up going somewhere to eat. He doesn't eat, you eat, right? And who pays for the food? You or the guy? I end up paying for my own food. And I never called him again. Has that ever happened to you, Cheryl?
I've had a scenario where that happened to where the guy felt as if he wanted to meet at a park, which is, if you never met with a man for the first time, you wouldn't go to a park. Yeah, that's like danger zone.
Yeah, nobody's there. Yeah. So that's like, he might kill me.
Yeah, he might kill me. And so go out to eat, but then he says that he's going through some financial deals where he has to be frugal. But then my question is, how frugal can you be if you're taking a woman out to eat, but you're not eating? So does that mean that he's not supposed to pay for your food, or at least offer and let her say, no, you know what, I got it.
Right. I think he should offer. But did he offer? He didn't offer at all.
Mm-hmm.
My guy didn't offer either when that happened. He didn't offer either. So I just never called him again. But then on the flip side of that, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Sometimes a man is more than just his currency in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? So do you feel like just because he didn't pay for your food doesn't mean he's a good guy?
No, I don't feel like that.
Okay. I feel like I would give him a second chance if I think he's a great guy.
The reason why I would not have given him a second chance, not because he didn't pay for my food, but the build up to where it crossed the line. Number one, he wanted to meet at the park, which was unacceptable as a first date.
And why did he recommend the park? Because of the fact you don't think he was financially?
Correct. That's what I think now. Number two, his first representation, which is another thing. When you meet a guy that's wrinkled up, his shirt is balled up in a bag and he just takes it out and put it on.
Okay, this is what you saw at
this
one point.
This is what he had on. So his representation. Number three, he said he wasn't hungry. He had ate fully.
Before,
but then he eats all the bread at the table.
Oh, no. So clearly he was hungry. Clearly.
Aww. I just feel like guys like that, you can be honest. However, don't get into something that you're not ready for.
Especially if you're not financially equipped to go somewhere on a date with somebody. Don't even take them to the park. Because I'm going to want some water in that house. You know what I'm saying? So you can't afford me. But then also I'm saying sometimes guys are just in certain situations at that point. But they may be great guys. Do you think... You know, he may still be a great guy, even though he just couldn't.
But he's a great guy, but a great guy not for me, because of the quality that he already represented.
The presentation is not what you want. Yeah. That makes sense. Woo, y'all, I don't know. It's hard out here dating, y'all. I mean, there's so many single women out here, and I definitely see why. And that's because a lot of these men are not stepping up to the plate. And I don't think as a woman our expectations are just extremely high to where we're expecting a man to give us the moon and the stars. I think we just want the bare necessities.
That's what I was talking about earlier to a male friend. They can't even pass the basics.
Right.
Making sure if you meet out late at night with them, making sure you're home.
Right.
My client is check on you.
Right.
Making sure that, you know, they open the door for you.
And these are things that cost nothing, ladies.
It's just like going to a college and you got to do the prerequisites to see if you can take the college after.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They can even get to that level in a friendship relationship to build and bond.
Right. So we're talking about the necessities, and she just said that men can't even do the basic. And the basic things that she just stated does not cost any currency. Okay.
And I agree. But I don't think it's that they can't do the basics. I think they haven't been taught the basics.
Exactly.
And so they repeat what they see. And so daddy didn't do it. Uncle didn't do it. And so they don't know how. And everybody wants, I think everyone is teachable. But at a certain age, I don't have time to teach you.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
I'm not teaching.
So I think at grown, you're supposed to know these things too.
Right.
So let me go back and talk about what we were saying about the erection, because I just got corrected by my baby. Okay.
Okay. Well, so that's correction.
He loves to hear what we're talking about, and so I told him, his share that I experienced that before with y'all, and he said that's not true. He said it was. He did get an erection. It just wasn't as hard.
Okay.
So that happens, and he said it depends on if you're dealing with illnesses, like if you're diabetic, your sugar is high, and different things like that. So it doesn't mean that a man can't perform, or that or other stress levels can cause that. Doesn't mean that he can't perform or that something's wrong.
Right.
But yeah, so I had to just
clear that up
okay. Because he's on his way here to make sure, like I'm coming to make sure they know.
Make sure it's from a man's point of view,
okay.
He said that that's not true. It could be different situations that cause that. And that, you know, sometimes men get an erection, it's just not as hard as it normally is.
Yes, it can be.
It can be a little softer,
than normal.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Who wants it softer than normal?
Well, right. If he's well endowed, his soft was still good.
The soft was good.
Right. Okay.
The soft was good.
But so he saw
but
that.
But your soft didn't even get a little.
It wasn't
good.
It wasn't worth it.
So he needs to be all the way for it to be. But some men are so blessed by God that they can be soft and still be good. So yeah. So, but it is so crazy. You know, I think dating at this age. And then we expect so much from men, and I think they get intimidated too, because we do expect certain things, you know, like you say, the bare minimum, open up my car door, pay for my meal, you know, do those things for me. And what's going on? What's wrong with the meal? And even if you didn't have someone to teach you, that's common sense sometimes, right? When you sit down at a dinner table with someone and have dinner, isn't it common sense for men to pay the bill? I'm
not gonna say it's common sense, but I am gonna say it's society standards, and we've been so conditioned to like, oh, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, but who really is supposed to do it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Because
I expect them to pay for it.
But now I'm just saying, if we've been in a committed relationship and you're paying bills at the house and we're doing everything together, then sometimes I can't.
Yeah. Because a lot of times at that point,
it's
bank account is the same.
Yeah, right? It's our money. So yeah, if it's that situation. But if you're dating and you go out on a date.
Right. If you ask me out on a date, then I expect you to pay it.
But if they ask you to go to the park and then you get them to go to the eat place,
that's your day.
Well, he should have said, well, I ain't got no money.
Right. And that's the thing.
But they shouldn't
be honest and open. Yeah.
Open and honest. But that's the thing. If you cannot do it, then just say you can't do it. And let me make the choice and decide, hey, okay, well, I got you this time.
Right.
And maybe right now you may be a great guy, you're just in a bad situation.
Right.
Because situations don't last forever.
No, they don't.
With that being said, and then on the flip side, when you said open doors.
Yeah.
Just because a guy doesn't open the door, does that mean he's not a good guy?
No.
Okay. I'll pull out a chair. Just like you said, he just hadn't been taught.
Yeah.
And then some guys has been taught and they just don't do it.
And or, you know what, we've gotten into a rush before when my boo, he does open cars and open doors. But wait, hold on. Before I say that, I was married to a man that opened every door and closed every door. You know I told you about that, right? But girl,
he opened all the doors.
He opened every door. Okay. He held the gate. He closed it. He did everything but work. I'll pay bills.
Right. I'll pay on the
or day. Treat me like I was supposed to be treated.
Right.
Or respect me. You know what I mean? So now, you know.
So that's a flip scenario. He opened doors.
He did.
He opened gates.
In public,
he did not pay bills.
He did not pay bills. He did not want to pay bills.
And did not treat you the way you wanted
did
to be treated.
Did not at all.
As a wife.
Yeah. So I would be okay if my man got out of the car and I had to open my own door, as long as he's treating me right and doing all the other things. So I wouldn't make a big deal about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because one time, one of my friends, and this is so sad. We women are not used to men being men. So one of my girlfriends had gone out on a date. she was with this guy. They walking back. They went to the restaurant. Now they go walking back to the car. He's walking on her side of the car. And so she looks at him and she's like, I don't know what you're doing because I ain't driving. He was like, get your ghetto butt in the car. I'm just trying to open the door. And that's so sad because not only do they not know some of the men,
we don't know.
We as women, we are not even. We've been doing it for ourselves for so long of being with a man who does not do those things. We don't even know when the man want to open up the door. We think he want to get in the passenger seat.
I'm not driving.
Oh,
so, my
girl,
goodness.
So, you know, that can go both ways. We women, a lot of us don't know what's going on.
We
know.
Or
how we want to be treated. Or know how we need to be treated.
Or know how we should be treated. Yes.
That is too funny.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, that is too funny.
Yeah, girl, that was funny.
Well, and here's something else I wanted to ask, you know, or just to put out there. You know, with the dating game, people tend to feel like now because you're dating this guy, then he's your guy. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe if you're dating him and you're not married, he's anybody's guy.
He's everybody's guy.
Because this is
he
why
for
I say
everybody.
That. He for everybody. Because a man that wants to make you his lady will make more of a commitment to you, ask you to marry him or something, right? So there's a lady who was dating a guy. They've been dating for like 8 years. I think they lived together. They broke up. And immediately after they broke up, he ends up with another woman. And a year later, he married that woman. So she's all upset, right? For me, at this age, you know what? I can't be upset at the other woman. Yeah. He was just someone who didn't see her. Maybe he saw her as a girlfriend, but he didn't see her as a wife. And that's okay. And as women, we have to understand that every man that we want to be with us, every man that we feel should be with us, is not going to see us in that way.
No, they're not. They're not. And that's so unfortunate for her because that was somebody she really wanted to be with, huh?
Yes, for 8 years. But this is the rule. Something. You do not go past 3 years living with a man and he doesn't ask you to marry him.
She lived with him for 8 years.
They lived together. She did say they lived together. He didn't ask you in 3 years. Most men know.
They know in 3 days.
Yeah.
But yeah, 3 years is a nice amount of time.
And he never asked.
Yeah, and that's so sad. He didn't, and he probably did see her as a wife, but there are some other qualities in her that she didn't have that he wanted.
Or may have not wanted.
And right. Just put up with it and dealt with it. And sometimes, you know, life goes on.
Yeah,
there's just really nothing
she
can do about that. That's so unfortunate. I would be heartbroken too. I would be sad.
Yeah, very sad. Oh, I would, but I'm not going 8 years with a man living with me. I'm not doing that. But another thing was just talking to my boo. He did say that a lot of times men will get with women because they see one physical thing on their body, like she's cute or she's fine, and I want to talk to her. So then they form this relationship, they get together, and then find out later on down the road that they don't have all the other things that they wanted. You know, maybe she didn't cook.
Right.
Maybe, you know, she didn't want kids or things like that. They don't get to know the woman. She doesn't clean house. You know, she's not classy enough. All those things. But he says then they commit to the woman, and before you know it, they're stuck.
Yeah, because now they ain't got caught up in a situation where it's really hard to get out of. And a lot of guys stay in these situations because they're just good guys.
Yeah, they stay in those situations because they're just good guys.
But, yeah, so, I mean, that's so unfortunate for her. But with that being said, guys, we're going to wrap it up. This is Holy Water. And Hellfire and our friend Cheryl. We love you guys and we'll talk to you guys later. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.